the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of Easter. And the Gospel today presents the beautiful and moving story of two disciples on the road to Emmaus. It is a simple story, but also a story about us. The two disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, about 7 miles away. In many ways, this was not just a physical journey. It was a spiritual one. In many ways, however, it was a journey away. They were walking away from Jerusalem, walking away from hope, walking away from their faith in Jesus. We remember what happened just days before. One of the 12, Judas Iscariot, betrayed him. Peter denied him 3 times. Most of the disciples ran away. To them, the death of Jesus meant only one thing: failure. They had hope, they said. We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. But now he was dead. And so, like many others, they simply walk away. Now, isn't that also true in our lives? When things fall apart, when prayers seem unanswered, when hopes are crushed, we are also tempted to walk away from God, from faith, from the church. But the gospel does not end there. As the two disciples walk, a stranger joined them. We know that the stranger is the risen Jesus, but they did not recognize him. Why? Because they were looking at everything only from a human point of view. So Jesus began to explain the scriptures to them, starting from Moses and all the prophets. He helped them understand that his suffering and death were not a failure, but part of God's plan. Slowly, something began to change. Later, they would say, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" Yes, their hearts were burning because the Word of God was speaking to them again. And then comes the turning point in the story. When they reach Emmaus, they invited him to stay. And at table, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. And in that moment, their eyes were opened. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. This is very important. They recognized Jesus in 2 ways. First, in the scriptures. Second, in the breaking of the bread. Now, this is exactly what happens at every Mass that we celebrate. First, we listen to the Word of God. Then we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist. The same Jesus who walked with the disciples walks with us. The same Jesus who broke bread with them feeds us today. So what then is the message for us of the gospel reading? here is the principle that I would like to share with you so that we can always remember. First, if we want to understand our life, its struggles, its hopes, its meaning, look at it in the light of sacred scriptures. Without that light, everything can seem confusing and even meaningless. Today, many voices compete for our attention. Social media, news and politics, popular culture, personal opinions. Each one offers its own interpretation of life. And sometimes the gospel becomes just one voice among many, or worse, no voice at all. So we must ask ourselves, when we face problems, where do we turn? Do we turn to the Word of God, to the Bible? When we make decisions in our families, do we ask what the Word of God, Scripture, tell us? When we experience success or failure, do we interpret it through faith, or do we simply rely on our own understanding? This is what the story of Emmaus teaches us. If we walk away from God, He still walks with us. If we lose hope, He still speaks to us. If we feel blind, He still opens our eyes. But we must listen to His word and recognize Him in the breaking of the bread. And notice how the story of the gospel ends. The two disciples, when they realized what was happening, did not stay in Emmaus. They got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem. So the ones who were walking away are now running back, full of faith, hope, and courage. My dear brothers and sisters, we all have moments of Emmaus, moments of confusion, disappointment, and doubt. But let us not stay there. Let us return to the Word of God, to the Eucharist, and to the community of faith. Let us ask for the grace never to walk away. Instead, may our hearts burn within us again, and may our eyes be opened to recognize the risen Lord who is always with us. Amen.